Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Ready?
Yes!
Now live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
Listening to
Mississippi's number one sports talk show, The Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming worldwide live on the Out of Bounds radio app and on your radio
at ESPN 105.9.
Ignition.
The Zone.
Hey, good morning. Welcome in to the Out of Bounds Show. What's happening? Yeah.
Good.
Whoa. Whoa. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. Thank you for going to Apple Podcast or Spotify, searching Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds. We appreciate you streaming the show when you can't listen to 105.9 The Zone. We want you to hit up thezone1059.com, thezone1059.com, or the Out of Bounds radio app and stream us in your house, when you're taking a walk, when you're working out in the gym, or in the office.
They got must-champed.
Well, the Cowboys have. Their fans have.
They got must-champed.
Yeah, years now. 27 years.
They got must-champed.
Oh, goodness gracious. What are we going to do, the Cowboys?
They're just the first loser.
All right, we're live in the Bank Plus studio. Hit us up on the Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. Mississippi State and Ole Miss won last night. Congratulations in baseball. And actually, Mississippi State's won five in a row. So, you know, I think Lamonis is coming back. They could have some kind of epic, barring a just total collapse. I think Chris Lamonis is back. I know that you need to win five conference games, and you're in. You got to go 5-7 down the stretch. 5-7 down the stretch. And you will punch your ticket to an NCAA regional, which once you're in, you could win for a while because you're an SEC team. And you will have won 15 conference games. So don't forget, I mean, when you have what you have with Steven and Sanja, you can win. And then that lineup of Mershon and Dakota and Hysack, among others. But you can win. In college baseball, I mean, it looks like there's a bunch of teams that could win or lose this year. So, you know, you don't have the Paul Skeens LSU. Now, is A&M good? Absolutely. Yes, they're good. Mississippi State's already played them. They good. Yeah. But, you know, look, State's got Vanderbilt and Arkansas on the road. So I don't, you know, you look at those net rankings and, well, Arkansas's two behind A&M.
Right.
So you know, we had someone on the Ag Up Equipment text line tell me that Mississippi State's schedule was the easiest schedule in the SEC. Well, how about talk to me after they've gone to Vanderbilt and Arkansas. Also, Bama's top 20 net ranking. So three of the next four
down the stretch
are in the top 20. One's number two, the other one's in the top 15, and the other one's in the top 20 in net rankings. So I think they'll be just fine. It may not be, I mean, it's not going to be the toughest schedule in the country, but they will have played A&M, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Florida. Ole Miss has a fantastic net ranking. They just don't have the wins. And I don't know what, you know, I don't know what, you got 12 games left.
Yeah.
What is realistic for Ole Miss down the stretch? Their schedule was a little front-loaded. And, you know, we'll see. They may can make, maybe he can go on this epic run. But Mississippi State needs to get to 15 conference wins. You start getting over that, then it gets real crazy as to what could happen in Starkville. Cam Schulke was fantastic last night against Memphis. Congratulations to him. He's the dude that throws from 47 arm slots. I love him. Neat. I mean, just you know, he's had some times, you know, Ole Miss roughed him up, but he's had some phenomenal outings too. I mean, you're not going to be great every time out. They use him a lot too. So, I mean, there's going to be nights you don't have it. Last night, he had it. And you don't ever know what you're going to run into when you're Mississippi State and Ole Miss when you play Memphis. Memphis, it's when you play Southern Miss. For Memphis, it is a World Series. It is a World Series biggest game of the year on the schedule game.
Marked. Schedule.
Love to beat you. They have. They won't hesitate to beat you 7-4 in the midweek. So, Lemonis is like, whew.
Yeah, that's a trap game.
Because my team just got told how, I mean, look, this is a team that's a work in progress. Are they awesome? No. Are they bad? No. I mean, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that means. And you don't either. We got to let this thing play out, right? We've got 5 weeks of regular season, four conference weekends, one in Hoover, and then you're hoping you're going to the postseason. I'm not going to Hoover, but y'all tell me about it. Send me pictures. Twitter handle @BowBounds. Okay, I've been to Hoover. I've done it. Been to a bunch of games over there. As True Maroon says, it's hotter than Hades. I just can't do it anymore.
So what you're telling me is you're not.
All in.
On Hoover.
I'm not. Okay. I am not. I admit it. If people are mad at me, they can get mad. I don't care. I'm not all in on Hoover. Okay. But Chris Lemonis may need to be all in on Hoover. He may need to go over there and grab a game. May not. I think he's going to make it. I think he's going to make the five games. Have 15 wins, but knowing Chris, Gautreau, and Parker, they're going to want to go over there and get one game, to 16, get bounce, get home, get rest, and then see where they are on that selection Monday, I guess, right? Sunday, we get who's hosting. Is that right? And golly, look, Ole Miss and Mississippi State mess with me and don't go to the postseason. Ole Miss for 1 year, State for two, and I can't remember it. But I think all the 16 sites get announced on Sunday, and then on Monday, you find out at like 11 a.m., while you're having your Tito's Vodka Bloody Mary right in front of your boss, as you should,
right,
where you're going, what regional you're in. Yeah.
From that point on.
All in.
I want to ask our listeners, is it acceptable that Jackson's wearing a Duke Blue Devils shirt?
Yeah, you know, winners.
Are you representing their baseball team? Because right now they're in the postseason.
They're in the postseason. They're not a bad baseball team. I didn't think about that.
Like, they've turned around their athletic program, which is not, it's fun to make fun of Duke. And, they've always been good at, since Coach K got them up and running in about 84, they've been good in basketball.
Right.
But they've never been good in football, and baseball's an afterthought. Then all of a sudden Cutcliffe goes there and wins a little bit. Mike Elko from Texas A&M goes there and wins. And now they're winning. And of course, look, it's an academic travel ball money. Parents spend money in travel sports, volleyball, softball, baseball. I don't blame them. As Ben McDonald said a couple of weeks ago on a broadcast, it's a necessary evil. And because your kid's got to have, 63,000 reps to have a chance to make the high school team or play college ball in whatever sport, from football to women's golf. But Jackson is wearing a Duke Blue Devil shirt, and I'm just not sure I'm okay with it. You know what I've realized? It's purple.
I thought purple.
Duke was blue.
It's deep royal blue.
It looks purple to me.
It is. It's a deep. It is very deep. I could see where. Yeah, okay. I could see a little. Yes, because the black in there throw you off a little bit. I guess I did it for the baseball team. Let's go with that. I'll shy away from the popular pick of basketball. But Durham, if you're winning over there like they have.
It's a beautiful area.
Is it? I've never been.
Oh, my God. You would love it.
I've never been.
Durham, Chapel Hill.
I've never been to that.
That whole area. They're only 8. It's so weird. We talk about how Mississippi State and Ole Miss are 90 miles apart.
Right.
Okay, but you got to want it to get to the other one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you cut through the country, the Eupora, Calhoun, whatever. Yeah. Now, some people just say the heck with that. Go up to Tupelo, take a left, go to Oxford, or Oxford, go to Tupelo, and go south.
Right.
But Durham and Chapel Hill are from where you left your house this morning to here.
8 miles.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't that insane?
Okay, I didn't know they were that close. I knew they were close.
Rivals like that.
8 miles?
I know it.
No, ain't no way. That's crazy.
Show is brought to you by Kessler Prime and the Renaissance. KesslerPrime.com to make a reservation.
All in. All in. All in. All in.
If you're a technician or a mechanic, the Napa Auto Parts stores in the Jackson metro area have the best selection and expertise for your business and jobs. All the Napa Auto Parts stores are locally owned by Reggie Sims, and they carry Gear Wrench tools, Milwaukee tools, and much more. Get up and go to your locally owned Napa Auto Parts.
Show today. It's a Wings Wednesday at Aplos in Jackson and Aplos in Highland Village. My man Ron stopped by last week. He was in town and we met on Thursday at Aplos in the Renaissance, and it was happening, and we smashed some Greek wings. They're so good. You like wings, Jackson?
Do I? And I went to Aplos the other day. Got me the
white chicken pizza.
White chicken pizza.
It's so good.
It was unreal. First off, I didn't know that you're going to get that kind of pizza for $12.
Right.
$12. I got that and the fries. It was like $18.
Ooh, those fries with the Parmesan?
They're the best. Mm. And so I skipped on the wings.
Oh, no.
Thinking, okay, all right, I'm coming back real soon anyways. I live right around the corner. The wings are it's next on the list. And I have not had them yet.
But that's a Lululemon fest.
It's
both of them. But you're talking about the Highland Village.
Highland Village.
You live near there. And you can go get the wings later in the week, and you can have a Lululemon party.
Yeah. I'll host it. I'll lead it.
I think that's a no-brainer.
I do a yoga session.
You could have done it downstairs about 30 minutes ago.
Beagle
Bagel was slammed.
Out the door.
I know. You couldn't get your cinnamon roll.
It was a blessing in
disguise. But we want Mark and Sally to make money first.
Right. Blessing in disguise. Reverted from a cinnamon roll. Went with the chicken salad.
Oh, nice.
Chicken salad's hit this morning.
Nice.
It's, yeah, this is...
That's range. When you can eat chicken salad at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Man, it's just...
Do we need to fix you a Tito's Vodka Bloody Mary?
It would go pretty well with it.
That's, yeah, you damn right.
That's range, baby.
Yeah, you damn right.
Tomorrow is the NFL draft. All right, so the Bears are one. Caleb Williams, Southern Cal quarterback. Speaking of Southern Cal, Reggie Bush gets his Heisman Trophy back.
Yeah, you damn right. Yeah, you damn right.
I mean, we have talked about that for years. Reggie Bush is deserving of getting his Heisman Trophy back. I loved Reggie Bush. Well, first of all, playing. And then he was with the Saints, which was cool. He wasn't a great player in the NFL, but he was a good player.
The greatest decoy of all time.
He was. Sean did a great job with him. Sean, you know, was determined to get him. You know, you wouldn't do that today, but that was back when you would still draft a running back that high in the draft. And Sean Payton was determined to do it. But Reggie had a good career at the Saints. Then he went to the Dolphins and the Lions. I mean, he had a good NFL career. Great college football career. Won the Heisman Trophy.
One of the best of all time college career.
Yeah, they took it away from him. I loved him on TV. He was on a show for our listeners, because I know most of you watch Game Day, and that's fine. I mean, it's been around forever, and everybody knows Herb Street and Corso and now Pat McAfee. But big noon kickoff.
Yeah.
Reggie Bush was awesome.
He was.
Now, Matt Leinart is really good.
Yeah.
With Reggie Bush leaving big noon kickoff last year, that hurt me. I like Mark Ingram. He's just not Reggie Bush.
He's not.
Okay. And Brady Quinn, whatever. I mean, they had to have a big brand and a quarterback from Notre Dame. And he's fine.
Not fine.
But Matt Leinart is good.
Yes.
Urban Meyer, I know y'all love to hate him, but he is good on TV.
So good.
He was good before he went to the Jacksonville Jaguars and fell on his face, and then he's good after. Yeah. He is one of the greatest, regardless of what you think of him, greatest college football coaches of all time. When you win two national championships at Florida and one at Ohio State, you're unbelievable, especially at a short period of time. You know, he's not going to have Joe Paterno, Bobby Bowden, you know, Frank Beamer, Bill Snyder, Vince Dooley, Bear Bryant type longevity. Woody Hayes, like we saw for years. Daryl Royal, Bo Schembechler, that type of deal. Right? That's why we're talking about Lane Kiffin. Lane's going on year five. That's an eternity. And Ole Miss fans are like, heck yeah, we're bathing in this, man. We've never been better. He's the best coach we've ever had. You've got the best OC-DC tandem and pairing you've ever had with Kiffin and Pete Golding. But back to Reggie Bush. He gets his Heisman back. And I wish he would have never left Big Noon Kickoff. I guess he wanted just a ton of dough. And Fox looked at it and said, we can't do it. Anyway, I'm glad he's getting his Heisman back. Should never been taken away from him. It's, you know, the Heisman Trust or whatever they call it. Yeah, the Heisman Board.
That's it. The trust.
Yeah. You know, if you think your HOA takes themselves too seriously, what do you think those muckety mucks that meet up in New York think about themselves?
All in.
Yeah.
All in.
Are the 9,000 House Judiciary Committees that we have, right?
Over the same houses.
I mean, goodness gracious.
Yeah, you damn right.
Oh, my goodness. So, what?
Brady Quinn, man.
Oh, you're stuck on Brady Quinn, Notre Dame QB.
$10.3 million earned in his NFL career. He slung 550 passes.
All right, tell me his stats all the way around.
All right,
give
let's
me
go.
Attempts and completions and TDs and picks.
All right, completions 296 out of 550 attempts. That's a mean 53.8%.
Woo!
I mean, you talk about
woo
record breaking yards. 3,043.
Okay.
Tutties, 12.
Okay.
Picks, 17.
Nice.
Quarterback rating of 64.4.
And he made over $10
million. $10.3
million. Man, that's a gig. He stole from people.
What a gig.
And congratulations to him.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, it was legal stealing.
It was.
Who did he play for?
Yeah, well, you know,
the Browns?
Yeah, he came out with the Browns. Well, that was during that.
The Browns have ruined many. Like, Tim Couch, if Sean Payton had Tim Couch, he would have been unbelievable.
Yeah.
If Andy Reid had Tim Couch, he would have been unbelievable. If Sean McVay had Tim Couch, he would have been unbelievable. There's a number of guys that would have, you know, I mean, so the Browns have ruined a lot of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So I want to give Brady not too much, but a little bit of.
He wasn't going to be good anywhere he went.
Probably not.
Anyway, we just wasn't.
Probably
he was
not.
Big. I mean, I didn't realize how big he was.
He's a face man.
He's
he went to Notre
man.
Dame.
Sure.
And he's going to make, Fox wanted, look who they've got. They got a Southern Cal guy on the set. They got a Bama guy on the set and a Notre Dame.
What do you know?
Look what Game Day did. They started with Kirk Herbstreit, Ohio State. Yep. He had like 27 completions at Ohio State as a quarterback.
I forgot he played quarterback.
And when they wanted to go get another player, they went and got Michigan. I mean, yep. Ohio State and Michigan are huge brands. They don't even have an SEC guy. I mean, we dominate college football, and Game Day does not have an SEC guy. David Pollack was not renewed a couple of years ago. I don't remember. And Pollack was average at best. I mean, you know, he was a big mayonnaise sandwich.
Yeah.
Boring. And
that's it.
You know.
Bland.
I'm sure a nice guy, by the way, but he just, you know, he's not. That's why they went with McAfee. They knew that thing was,
spice it up,
you know, dying. And, but I like the best out of all of them, Big Noon Kickoff and Game Day, is Matt Leinart.
I have
Leinart. Now that Reggie Bush is no longer. If you want to combine everybody,
right?
The best is Matt Leinart. Reggie Bush has his Heisman Trophy back. Good for Reggie. Good for Reggie. And Johnny Manziel said he wasn't going to sleep until it happened. And,
he
went on some pod. Was it Shannon Sharpe's podcast a couple of months ago?
Yeah,
and he said something like he was going to give his back or wasn't going to sleep until it happened.
Congrats, Johnny.
Okay. Cheers. The Out of Bounds Show is brought to you by Rick's Pro Truck in Gluckstadt. How about those toolboxes that they've been getting in? RPT, Rick's Pro Truck in Gluckstadt, and RPT and Rick's Pro Truck in Flowood. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. Let's talk some NFL draft coming up next. Baby, get a blister on your
thumb. By Progressive Commercial Insurance. Business owner.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal. Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Show, brought to you by Super Premium Patron Tequila. Enjoy a Patron Margarita, Patron Silver, or Patron Reposado Paloma at Aplos at the Renaissance or in Jackson. Super Premium 100% Blue Agave Patron Tequila. You can find it at Briarwood Wine and Spirits, too. The silver, the reposado, the añejo, and the extra añejo, which is delicious. I taught Jackson something. Gave him a little culture. You put it in a snifter.
A little culture.
And just a couple of rocks or neat. It's delicious.
I mean, I as soon as I walked out of here, I was classier.
There you go.
That's all I can strive
Especially
for,
with that jacket you got on today. Is that like blue camo?
It's like it is a bluish. I think it's a tiger print, blue tiger print, but it's got the reflective. That
oh,
way
blue
they can
tiger
see me.
Print. Okay, I like it.
That way they can see me, you know, just in case. Got a little 3M reflective deal. It's for people that run, you know, out in the dark.
Which you've never done. God. But that is great, man.
It's good. It's good.
That's a good looking jacket.
Appreciate it. Like.
And we talked about your aqua blue T-shirt earlier from what, FC Barcelona?
FC Barcelona, you know, color coordinated type deal. You know, trying to match, man. It made it feel good.
Do you have on some Jordans?
I do. I got Dunks on today.
Oh, really?
Out of the Dunk Master. That's what I actually wore. I was like, I'm going to bring my Dunk Masters today.
Okay.
Because the Dunk Master, I love that name. That's such a good name for our bracket.
Oh, yeah. That's OB Dunk Masters.
That's got to be it.
Well, let's bring in the Dunk Master himself, Diamond Dave Bartu. And he joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. This segment is powered by the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. And it's got a full bar. It's got great leather chairs and then stools, full bar, chicken quesadillas, burn-in quesadillas, wings, cheeseburgers, everything you need to watch the Masters and college baseball this weekend in the NBA. Along with playing 18 holes at the Azaleas in the Oaks, bet 50, play 40. Pearl River Resort, Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. We bring in Bartu. What's up, dude?
Dude, I was just trying not to laugh because I heard the word culture and Jackson in the same sentence, and it was killing me.
Oh, man. Don't you love it?
Oh, my gosh. Listen to him talk about his damn shoes and his T-shirts and I'm like, I already have a 20-year-old in the house. I don't need to listen to another one when he's not here.
That's a good point. Hey, Jackson, how many pairs of Nikes or Jordans do you have?
We're past 75 now, right around 82-ish, I believe.
How about that, Bartu?
It just hurts my soul.
I know.
It just hurts my soul.
I know how cheap you are. I mean, you take frugal to a nut. Bartu takes frugal to another level, but that's not why we brought him on. We're going to have him on again in the next week after the show so that we can just totally cut up and we're not under time constraints, but we've got 20 minutes here. So here we are. All right, Bartu, years ago, I mean, we've done college football with you. We've done the basketball betting, which was awesome. But years ago, you came up with another model on quarterbacks that work in the NFL. And so we've been doing this the last several years, and it's a lot of fun. And the NFL draft is around the corner, and people want to know, hey, do you think this quarterback can be at least pretty good in the NFL? So we're going to go over some guys. Well, first I want you to lay out kind of your theory on what works and why a guy works going from college to the NFL. Let's start there before I go Caleb Williams.
Right, the formula.
Yeah,
right?
The formula.
So
thank you.
Essentially, it is because, you know, and it's really easy because you in your state have had two really great guys that accentuate the formula, right? One of the most important things in the formula is what I call quarterback effect. Essentially, it's did you lead the team above expectations? Okay. And how high did you lead them? Usually your really great quarterbacks are putting programs that aren't normally in the top 25 into the top 25. Okay. Matt Ryan at Boston College, right? Boston College ain't won in the top 25 hardly before that, and been there since then, right? Roethlisberger, Miami of Ohio. Heck, look in your backyard. Actually, that you have three quarterbacks. Oh, crap. You got three of them, almost four. So you have an elevation of the program way beyond expectations. And you have a guy who's taken a lot of snaps, at least 24 games. You know, unless your name's Cam Newton, one-hit wonders, don't buy it, ever, right? And so it's just that simple. You don't look at completion percentage or stats or anything like that. Now, I love finding the guy who had an average offensive coordinator or a below-average offensive coordinator, you know, because you always hear that talk about he's a system quarterback. You've heard that saying a ton of times, right? That's a system quarterback. And I've discovered that a system quarterback just means that offensive coordinator is really, really good, right? Because everybody they touch turns out to be a really good quarterback in college. And so I'm always concerned that the guys that get drafted that had a great OC in college, they didn't really elevate the OC. Did the OC elevate them? So look at the guys in your backyard, and every school has one, right? You got Dak Prescott, elevated the program way past expectations for several years.
Boom. That was Bar 2 talking a little NFL draft. We're getting you primed up for the NFL draft on Thursday. We're going to be live from the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge on Friday. I get to go to Philip M's on Thursday. Am I bragging about that? I'm sorry if I am. I'm just excited. That's my crew up there, right? It's like my second home. I spend 25 nights a year up there.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You're up there. It's right.
I think it's close.
Not a bad second home.
No.
Had way worse.
Sportsbook, Dancing Rabbit Golf Club, bet 50, play 40. Go ahead and make your plans right now. Should we give away another round of four to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club?
Tell us why you
want to go to Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge and Dancing Rabbit Golf Club and Philip M's on the text line right now. We will pick the best answer, yeah, the
why
best
do you deserve
text.
It? Why do they deserve it? Why do they want to go?
Right. Why do you want to go? 601-885-3776. They've dropped all these gift certificates on us. We just put one outside the studio. The dude won yesterday. I can't remember his name, but he's a super nice guy.
Jason.
Thank you. Jason R. He's got an envelope out there.
Envelopes.
And if you want to win four rounds of golf valued at $600 to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club, text us now and tell us why.
All in, all in, all in, all in.
Tell us why you're all in like Jerry Jones to the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge, Philip M's, and Dancing Rabbit Golf Club.
There's your reason right there.
Bourbon, poker, sportsbook, golf, stakes at Philip M's. Four rounds of golf for you and your buddies. The text line, 601-885-3776, driven by your next John Deere tractor from any Ag Up equipment dealership in Mississippi. Canton, Pearl, Yazoo City, McGee, Hattiesburg, among others. Ooh, agup.com. All right. Reggie Bush has his Heisman Trophy back. And he should have never had it taken from him, you know? So good for them, and good for Reggie Bush, who's unbelievable on TV. We've got a special guest that's about to join us. Y'all ever heard of Fred Smoot? Yeah. One of the best players to ever play at Mississippi State. Lockdown corner. Then went on to play 10-plus years in the NFL. Fred Smoot from, Provine, Hines Community College, Mississippi State,
yeah,
and then the NFL. Smoot, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Bo Bounds? How you doing, brother?
It has been too long. I've missed you.
Hey, I miss you, too.
too, brother, man. And I got bad news for you. I already got one daughter at Ole Miss. Now I got a son to go to Ole Miss. So, you know, things are not turning out the way I want it to turn out, Bo Bow.
What in the world is going on, Fred Smoot?
You know what? Your kids always be, you know, you tell them go right, they go left. That's what happens.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this NFL draft tomorrow night?
I am supremely ready, man. You got to realize, you know, what we're doing in Washington right now, this is what I like, pounds. For a long time, we was down. We was the bad business firm of the business world. But now, with new owners, new head coach, we got to have a new quarterback. We got to have a new era in Washington, D.C. I know how the people of Dallas feel. Y'all had 20 years, the last 20 years to go try to get a win. Nothing's happened. So what I am happy about right now is just the state of the Washington Commanders football team. That's what I'm happy about, Bo Bounce.
All right, so Fred Smoot's joining us on the Out of Bounds show, and that's where he started and ended his career. They love him up there in the D.C. area, sports talk radio, TV, all that kind of stuff. The Washington Commanders pick second. Who are y'all going to take tomorrow night, Smoot?
I really don't know. I just told you we're being ran like a real business. I don't know what we're doing, Bo Bounce, but it all looks like we're probably going to take Jay Daniels. Or we could take Drake May. I don't know. Either way, we win. It's one of those things where this is one of the deepest quarterback drafts I've seen in years. All of these guys are different. You talk about Jay Daniels. You see a little RG3 sprinkled in there with a little Lamar Jackson. With Drake May, you see a little Josh Allen with a little Justin Herbert. Like Caleb, you see a little Patrick Mahomes in there. And he's got, like, it's so many guys. You got both Mixie. It's so many guys in this draft. I wouldn't be shocked if we traded down. I wouldn't be shocked if we stayed at two and took one of those guys. Whoever we get, I think has a chance to flourish because we have a team that's ready for a quarterback, especially if we take a tackle with our second-round pick or either move back up in the first to try to get one of those tackles.
Okay. So y'all haven't had a quarterback in 20 – well, even before you went there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and you were the 2000 season, 2001 draft. Yeah. Okay. So y'all have gone, good grief, 25 years plus without a QB. Now, we're visiting with Fred Smoot, All-American at Mississippi State, 10-plus years in the NFL. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line talking NFL draft. His Washington Commanders will pick, well, we right now they'll pick second. We'll see what they'll do tomorrow night, as Smoot's talking about. If they don't pick Jaden Daniels and they pick Drake May, will you be out of North Carolina? Will you be upset, Smoot?
No, I wouldn't be upset. Like I said, none of these guys in the top five are a constellation prize. Like, it's your cup of tea. It's your scoop of ice cream. When you go to Ben and Jerry's, what flavor do you like? That's what this is about. Do you like 6'4", 235 pounds? Well, that's Drake May. Do you like fast as lightning, can make every throw? Well, that's Jaden Daniels. Like, so at the end of the day, you win no matter what. Now the thing is, what circumstances is the quarterback going into? Does he have any wide receiver? Does he have any running back? Does he have a tight end? Does he have an offensive line? Is that quarterback going to be set up to succeed? And that's what it's all about. So I don't really care who we pick. I'm fine with whatever. Of course, I would love my SEC brother to be picked, Jaden Daniels, because he's from the SEC. I got a little bias there. But other than that, no, I do not care which one of these guys they pick. I'm just ready for them to get to work with Dan Quinn, because the one thing I can say about this, since Coach Quinn has been in the building, it's a different energy in that building. It's a different leadership in that building, and it's a different view in that building.
Fred Smoot is excited, if you can't tell, that Dan Quinn's there. They've got the number two pick. They may go with Jaden Daniels out of LSU, being the Washington Commanders. They may go with Drake May. I think that's going to be it. It's going to be one of those two, because I think J.J. McCarthy will go after May or Daniels, and then we'll see what happens with Marvin Harrison Jr., which is going to happen pretty quick because he's so damn good. But So we got Caleb Williams going to the Bears. We'll see what the Commanders do. And I don't think the I really don't think the Patriots are going to move out of three either. I think they're going to go they may, but I think they're going to go QB2, Smoot.
No, Bo Bounds, I would not be shocked if they look at their roster and say, we're not a quarterback away. And do we want to put a quarterback with this roster with no wide receivers? They do have running backs, but no tight end. I'll beat up offensive line. Like, if I'm New England, I trade down out of three and try to get multiple draft picks. I call the Minnesota Vikings and try to get that 11th pick and then 23rd pick and maybe a first-round pick from them next year when I'm really ready for a quarterback. But I don't think New England – like think about this. Caleb is going to a roster that has Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Clement at tight end, 2-3 running backs. He's going to a team with a left tackle. He's going to a team that's ready-made for a quarterback. Like, Chicago is ready-made for a quarterback. I don't see the same in New England. Let's just say we take Jaden Daniels and Drake May goes to New England. He's set up to fail. If they start him day one, he's set up to fail. Whichever quarterback gets the New England gig is set up to fail. So I think New England is the team that I would not be shocked if they traded down.
Okay. Fred Smoot on the Out of Bounds Show. Tomorrow night's going to be a blast. We'll be live from the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge on Friday to recap round one. Then we'll go right back into round two and three. Fred Smoot's Washington Commanders right now picking number two. I expect them to stay there and get whichever quarterback they've decided on in the front office, whether it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May. And then whichever one's not picked there is picked by the Patriots. But then it gets interesting at four. I think, because, yeah. And Smoot knows this too, and Smoot's been locked into the draft for a long time. You don't know what the Cardinals are going to do at four or the Chargers at five. I just don't know. They could go Marvin Harrison Jr. or they could move, because there's a lot of talk about 4 through 11 moving around. Don't you think we could see a lot of movement after the Patriots pick, Smoot?
No, I think we could see a ton of movement, period. It all starts about who's quarterback hungry and who's not. You got the Minnesota Vikings that's looking to move up. You got the Las Vegas Raiders that's looking to move up. You got the Denver Broncos who's looking to move up to get a quarterback. Who's looking to move down? You got the Chargers who's looking to get – the Chargers don't have a second-round pick. They got the number 5 pick in the first round. They'll be a team that's looking to move down so they can reiterate their draft and get a second-round pick and maybe get an extra third-round pick. And you got a team like the Cardinals that – I don't see the Cardinals moving. I see them taking Marvin Harrison Jr. right there. And I must say this, as much as love is Marvin Harrison Jr. getting, I played against his father, and Jr. looks to be the part, like, very polished. Don't see any weaknesses in his game. I say this, Rome Doomsday is not far off from him. If Marvin Harrison Jr. is a team, Rome Doomsday is literally a 9.5. That's how good I think he is. I think he's the next Jamar Chase. They play very similar. All right. So then you got Malik Nabers. Then you got Brock Bowers. So as much as I see a lot of people moving around, I see a lot of people staying firm because they like, you know what, I got to get that talent. Like once you zero in on the talent, then it's all about how do I get him no matter what. So that's what the draft is about. It's not about who you like. It's about who you love.
Right.
In the first round.
I like that. No, I love Marvin Harrison Jr. And Adunze from Washington is an absolute baller. Obviously, Malik Nabers from LSU can ball. So, yeah, I mean, the Cardinals may hold. We may be surprised. There may not be movement until a few spots later. And the Chargers lost both their wide receivers. I'll be interested to see what Harbaugh does. Does he loves to build in the line of scrimmage. So, can he help himself? Does he go get Joe Alt from Notre Dame? Does he go offensive lineman? Or, like you said, whatever the Cardinals do at wide receiver, does he go get the next one that they love? As far as a playmaker for Justin Herbert, Smoot.
I just don't see Jim Harbaugh taking a wide receiver at number 4. I just don't see it.
Right.
Not him. I just watch him win a national championship and not let his quarterback throw for 4,000 yards. This is not a guy that's going to say, you know what, we need a top 10 wide receiver. No, he's a guy that's going to say, let's literally trade down, and I can still get a wide receiver. I can get a Xavier Worthy. I can get Xavier Leggett from South Carolina. I can get me a wide receiver. I see this guy, he wants the roster build. See, some coaches are different than others. When Harbaugh gets there, he wants the roster build. He wants to fill multiple spots, not one spot. So he's going to take calls until the draft is over with about the number five pick. So I can see somebody moving up. I can literally see Las Vegas trying to get to five and the Chargers and letting them get to five to get their quarterback.
Ooh. And by then it may have to be J.J. McCarthy, I guess, because.
Yes.
Okay. Do you like McCarthy? Well, I've only got a couple of minutes.
Do.
Okay.
I do like McCarthy. I really do. He can make every throw. And think about this. He's been going against pro defenses at practice because his coordinator was from the league. He's been running the pro offense. He makes all the pro throws. He got quarterback face, too. Hey, don't look him in the eye. All I'm saying is this. J.J. McCarthy will be one of those dudes.
I love it. All right, are you doing some shows this week, my man?
Yeah, I'm doing shows all week long. I'm like, listening. You know, when the draft comes close, people like to hear me talk. And I love to talk about these young people. And I call it the day of tears. This the day dreams come true. It's the draft. Yes, Bo Bounds, I will be working, and I will be all over the airway.
I love it. Okay. Are you doing any shows today?
No, today I'm taking my daughter to AAU practice. It's the calm before the storm, Bo Bounds. It's the calm before the storm right now.
Are you going to be – I've only got a minute, but are you going to be freaking out after the Bears take Caleb Williams and your Washington Commanders go on the clock? Are you going to be freaking out?
No, I'm not going to be freaking out. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be chill. I'm going to be a guy that say, you know what? I already knew we was going to pick one of these guys, so I'm good. I just want to see who we're going to pick so now I can have a view of how the team going to look in my eyes. So once I know which one of these guys we pick, it tells me a lot about the direction we're going.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I miss you. Mm-hmm. I love you. I miss you. And I'm glad that you jumped back on. And I'm hoping that once this thing plays out, let's recap the draft soon, okay?
Let's recap the draft and let's recap the Cowboys. You know,
it's not Dak's fault that Jerry and Steven Jones are idiots, Smoot. Okay,
and it's no one's fault.
I just all right. Be good and loved hearing from you. Okay.
All right, Bo Bound.
See you, buddy. All American at Mississippi State, 10 years in the NFL. Fred Smoot joined us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. We will be live from the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge Friday to recap round one. Don't forget the promo right now. Bet $50 at the Sportsbook. Play award-winning Dancing Rabbit Golf Club for $40. Bet $50, play $40. Don't forget about the wings at Mama M's and the amazing steaks at Philip M's. Both of those places have Wilderness Trail Bourbon. Hour number three coming up. Man, it was good to talk to Smoot.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy.
Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.